We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks to Mike Florio, Brian Hamilton, Mark Schanowski, and Joe Sheehan. Boy, that's football, college basketball, pro basketball, and baseball, all you need right there. Brian Gertsch had the video feed. Zawoski Camp and Diaz, the producers. Tomorrow we will be on site at McGee's right there on the DePaul campus, hanging out, cracking some Dos Equis, and we'll talk football with Ian Rappaport. We'll have stuff and things, and we will have all of the oohs and ahs and the screams of the buzzer beaters that are going on as we are doing our show.
What's up, boys?
Hey, guys.
Hello, fellas. Good to see you, cats.
How you hanging in there?
You, I'm all right, thanks. It's been a tough few days, but all's okay. Thanks for holding the fort down yesterday and Monday, Parkins.
Not a problem. Come
and
on now.
Spiegs as well. Mike Florio at a Kiss concert in 1979.
That's great. Awesome, right?
Today. Yeah, that's awesome. Good. Yeah, that was the first band I took the blade to in a newspaper for my high school paper was Kiss.
Obviously well deserved, of course,
sure.
Because of the actual quality of music.
Yeah.
Right? See, I have a different perspective on Kiss. Danny, I don't know where you're at on this. I mean, if Kiss had really kind of crossed the threshold for you, because I was introduced to Kiss, and they're already a joke, right? Because of the act and the makeup and the heels and the fire and the everything. But there's a couple of songs that check this out. Detroit Rock City. Or here, check this out. Like,
Strutter.
It's better than the joke is funny. Like, that music is better than the joke would sound.
Not really.
You don't think so?
You don't think it's all redemptive? No.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing.
I mean, you got to remember, I've only heard like 3-4 Kiss songs tops. Like, they're very cream.
You've heard them all then.
That's okay.
Pretty much.
Fair enough.
And how big of a deal were they at the peak of their powers? How big of a deal was Kiss?
They were commercially successful globally. Yeah, they were
kind of a big deal.
But most of us recognized their cartoonishness right out of the gate. It took me like 2 months to recognize what it was.
Well, it's funny because it was part of the thing. I mean, you got to remember that rock was in a weird place because the stars were all these soft rock weenies. When Elton John was considered like hard edge stuff because Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. I mean, you had a lot of, like, you know, Leo Sayer and guys like this. And Kiss came along at a time where it's like,
this is edgy. Someone needed a primal scream.
Right. It's like the scene in Animal House where he takes the guitar and smashes it over the guy's head. That I think they sort of they filled that for at least a younger generation of people who maybe felt that even if they were packaged rebellion, they were something dangerous.
What Kiss must have been thinking, and I didn't know this until Florio said it, was when they were conceiving their band, they said, well, what would we like as consumers? I mean, is that what was missing? High heels and fire
to them, apparently.
Yes. A long tongue. Yes. That was
makeup.
But okay. Guys, also fire. Will do makeup.
All right. Yeah. It's just no thanks, man. No thank you. Times 10. But I got my ass beat for it. I think I've told you guys the story of Jerry Chahara boxing me and knocking me into next week.
An actual boxer.
Yes, he was a fighter. Yeah, he was a Kiss fan and wanted to... That's why he wanted to get in the squared circle.
Shall we say pistols at dawn.
Step into the street by sundown. Step into your last goodbye. He kicked my ass.
What a ridiculous thing to have to fight over.
Most things are.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
But it was sport, Connor. It was sportsmanship. It was boxing. Yeah. Just the thoughts that ran through my head.
He didn't pick the fight.
No, he said, do you want a box? Oh, and it was right after the column ran in the Trojanal. It was the same day. He just has this sudden urge.
You've never lost that instinct,
Kiss Alive
though. T-shirt. Yeah, but you've never lost that, whether it's Bob Seger or anybody else. At every stop, you've always taken an opportunity to decide, this band that you like sucks.
And I take the Lester Bangs theory, too. If you're in the middle on something and the rest of the world gravitates to it, barbecue it. If you're not swayed either way, but it seems to make a lot of people react, take the screws to it.
That's kind of where I am on Springsteen.
Springsteen is a good example for me too.
Like it's I get it, but okay. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fine.
You guys are hot take artists when it comes to music.
No, he's
skipping Stephen A over here.
He seems like a good guy.
First day of spring, there was a lot of Springsteen in the air today on one of our FM rockers in town.
Wait till Rocktober comes around.
Connor, you looked so professorial last night on the panel with Simba.
Thank you.
At Sports Talk Live.
I appreciate that.
How proud are you of our guy Simba, by the way?
Both of these guys great. Sitting there looming large.
No, God, no. Are you kidding? I knew from the get-go that was going to be Eli's show, and he was – that kid gets the tournament. He nailed it.
I hope Auburn and Michigan State lose in the first round.
That will crush him.
It will crush him.
He's so sad.
But that's what you need to learn
Iowa
as a gambler.
Wins?
Right.
Yeah, you need to learn that as a gambler.
God, if Iowa wins a game.
You could be confidently, loudly wrong.
Yeah.
And every fact that he says is still accurate, but hey, random things happen.
And I was thinking about it.
Are they accurate? Do we know? I mean, because he could just be saying things
we don't know.
No, I've checked the math on at least a couple of things because I was going to do research for the show after I found out that I remembered that I was going to be on. That's like the fourth straight time that what I've worn on the show is just the things that were clean in my closet because I kind of forgot I was doing the show.
Sports Talk Live will sneak up on you.
Yeah,
the wardrobe was fine. Those were the things that were problematic,
clean.
Though.
Yeah, those are the only
red stripe on your socks.
The only dress socks that I have. Yeah, I don't have another pair of dress socks. I realize that the last couple of times.
You don't have any solid dress socks. Mm-mm. Just one color.
I'm wearing the emergency underpants today.
I have one pair.
Oh, really?
Yep.
The in case of emergency break glass underpants?
This is the set-aside... Forgot to do laundry out of underpants. Underpants.
I noticed there was a spring in your step this morning.
Big laundry night at the Bernstein household.
They're fire engine red boxers and not even boxer briefs, like actual boxers. I think they were purchased as a joke.
Sure.
But these are the ones like, welp, gotta go to them. And my wife even said something. She goes, you're out of underpants. What tipped you off, honey?
Yeah. That or commando, huh?
No.
Just go commando.
That's tough. Well, in this weather, that's a desperate thing.
Nah, it's freeing.
Freeing. What's bad about this weather as opposed to...
Well, I walk. You know, like I walk to the... I mean, you do too. You walk to the train. You get that extra breeze going on. It gets a little chilly.
A breeze
when
you unzipped.
It's better than
a muggy summer day for that's sweat.
True. That's true.
I'd rather have a cold, crisp air.
This is perfect commando weather.
There aren't many types of weather that you just can walk out there with the kind of confidence a man without underwear can
it's
have.
It's got to be 62
really
with
does.
The wipers for you to go
there's
commando.
There's a time and a place. Don't get me wrong. There's a time and a place for many things, but it's still a little chilly for me.
You guys have to take full advantage of the genius that is the I'm Fat podcast.
It's beautiful, isn't
so
it?
Good. Spiegs and I were taking a lot of pride yesterday in how that launched and, you know, kind of festered and developed. And it used to be a bit.
Right.
It was an on-air bit that they called themselves the I'm Fat podcast for months before they ever actually got in a studio and, you know, did a podcast. And now
they were busy.
Yeah, they were lazy. And now a 64-team field of fatness, March Fatness 2019, the Onion Ring of Honor. And I'm rooting for exit row seating to upset compression shorts.
Oh, yeah, I've got that as a win.
So we get exit row seating versus punt, pass, and kick Andy Reid. unbelievable 2-10 matchup in the round of 32.
I know. My favorite is that after pizza emerged victorious last year, there are currently three different iterations of pizza again.
Pizza puffs.
Pizza puff. There's Totino's pizza rolls
that's
and
right.
French bread pizza.
Dan, wow. If you were fat, you'd understand. Those are not the same thing.
I get it.
I could have all three of those in one day and would not be the same meal once. They're all different tastes and textures.
I love the memory foams of fat thing.
Well, it's amazing. I needed that whiteboard for me a little bit. I didn't realize that memory foam isn't just for the mattress. It's in shoes. shoes. It's in car seats. I had no idea.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know it mattered.
Orthotics.
I had no clue.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
A person like you doesn't need that, Connor.
So I mean,
maybe it's not the bracket for you. Just saying.
No, I got a 1 seed and a 5 seed on the left half of the bracket and a 3 seed and a 4 seed coming out the right half of the bracket. It's a couple of tight 8-9 games.
President Taft.
President Taft.
It's just everything about it is funny and just tickles me in a perfect way.
What we were thinking about that is, you know, William Howard Taft is the answer to a trivia question because he was president, he was a Supreme Court justice, and a senator. And when all is said and done, his legacy could be losing to Portillo's cheese sauce.
In fairness, it's a tough draw for a 14 seed.
Right. He was under Portillo's cheese sauce? Yeah. It's wonderful.
President Taft was underseated as a 14.
Yeah.
Right? The committee screwed him.
It's possible.
Started two American traditions on the same day, William Taft.
The throwing out of the first pitch.
That would be the first one.
Which you notice our current president has no interest in doing. None whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I thought of that.
Yeah.
And a couple hours later,
having a presidential heart attack.
No.
Presidential hot dog.
He stood up to stretch.
That's right.
After the first three outs of the seventh inning, and out of respect, everybody else in the ballpark stood up to stretch.
He stood up to fart.
He stood up because his seat was screaming.
I don't trust this chair.
And it was screaming. Yeah.
It's a different tradition, right, for the seventh inning. But I see, is that apocryphal? Is that, I know the throwing out of the ball was him. Or it was King Tutankhamun, I believe.
One of the two.
I'm not quite sure which it was. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I thought the seventh inning stretch was a thing. I knew the throwing out of the first pitch was.
Did you ever read the book? There's a fantasy called If I Never Get Back.
No.
And it's a book about a man or a writer who's coming back from some like a family tragedy of some kind, and he falls asleep at a train station, and he wakes up in like the year 1880, and ends up with this early professional baseball team. And there are several scenes like that. It's sort of like in Back to the Future when he's introducing Chuck Berry, like the sound, and Chuck Berry's cousin hears him play the guitar lick.
Yeah, yeah.
Same kind of thing where they're at a baseball game and the fans, and he kind of suggests, he goes, do you have any small, mild sausages of any kind that you could cook up and maybe place in like a roll? That you have, so all of a sudden
takes credit for the hot dog.
Right. There's a lot of little things like that. It's a fun little book if you get the chance.
I'll have to check it out.
No, you won't.
Probably not.
Not a snowball.
Have to check it out. Have to.
What's that on the list?
Don't know.
Put it in your wallet next to
all
the other very important
from
stuff.
From here until now, right without reading that book.
What did you guys cover yesterday, which you didn't cover Monday? You walked back in Monday at around 1:30 when Danny had gotten started, and you said you were waiting until I got back here for something. Did you cover what you needed to cover?
There was the story from Scorehouse that I'm supposed to tell and have become reticent to want to tell. Reticent means what I want to
tell. You're
going to
have to break through on this one, I think.
Yeah, I think probably.
To the other side.
I think the how. Gone back and forth on the how I want to tell it, I guess. I just can't. I don't know.
So you're not telling it right now?
No, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I thought I'd get some convincing or some cajoling or
something.
Man,
it's your story to tell.
It's your story, right. I'm not sure I know. No, I think I know what you're talking
about. It's all of ours.
Of course.
Anyone who was standing right there.
What I didn't expect is to start talking about it and have the three of you kind of just back away from the microphone.
Listen, it's your story to tell. You already cost me a prize and can't do it because I did not give up your story.
I cost you a prize.
That's
and
what I'm
it.
Saying.
Wow.
So now it's been asked and
that's
answered.
Like the highest honor a Parkins can bestow on another man's story.
Well, I was taking a bullet.
That's
there.
What I'm saying. Really you is. Know I hate giving
you
out like prizes.
Tell,
I can't
I know.
Do it.
You can't stand that stuff.
So I'm just saying, today is Wednesday.
All right. So I hate this.
You'll feel so much better afterwards.
I don't think I will.
No, you will. The fear of telling the story
you
has been weighing on you.
Yeah,
you're going to feel so much better after you tell it.
That would be the story of my life, just being more fearful of the thing than doing the thing in the first place. So we're sitting there. It's Thursday night, and it's the everybody's over for dinner. And I mean everybody. Like, I'm sitting next to Ron Coomer and sharing old baseball stories and just, you know, the whole thing. It was a really great night.
The boss's boss.
Yeah, and
there.
Our boss's boss.
I said everybody. So we're sitting down and waiting for dinner. And this is you know, a couple of beverages in, though I think everybody can attest to the fact that I hadn't gotten myself too far down the road or anything. I had a good conversation with Molly and was kind of myself in and out of the kitchen and whatnot.
It was 7:30 p.m.
It was 7:30. Well, but again, remember.
And he blew that room away.
The time isn't really so much a factor because everything started so early. I mean, Dan and I were off at the show. And
of course.
Did we go get In-N-Out that day? I'm trying to track what I had in my stomach.
It has nothing to do before.
No.
In-N-Out was the day before.
No. Because we were having a big dinner.
It does.
Chateaubriand, even though Parkins didn't know he was having Chateaubriand.
That was Chateaubriand?
Yes, it was.
Had no idea.
What a delight. I'm sure you guys enjoyed
many
that.
Times. It's a tenderloin. Yeah.
Having a good conversation with some people. The mariachi band shows up. That was a blast. Apparently a magician showed up as well. And right about, I would say, what? Parkins, like 10 minutes before the magician shows up, something like that.
The magician was there.
He was there.
You and I are having a... Oh, no.
I thought it was a trick.
I knew he was there when it happened. So, Danny Parkins and I are having a conversation. And we've done this thing for like, what? Before the year was out, we said, we're gonna do it. In the first month, we're going to sit down. We're going to have beverages. We'll hang out. We'll have a conversation. We'll talk this whole thing.
Yeah.
Hadn't done it. Never happened. So we're sitting down, and what you guys don't know is I remember and heard everything this entire evening. All the conversations that went on at dinner, Dan talking to the cooks, the whole thing. I was there and aware for all of it, but the reason I wasn't able to participate is because after Danny and I had this really good conversation where I thought I, you know, kind of explained myself a little bit, Danny said the same thing. Danny offers the pen. Now I look
the vapor pen.
Now I look at the pen and I say to myself, self, you know what you shouldn't do is this.
Take a big hit on
Don't do this. Don't.
This was after
don't
you had
do this.
You had shown the better judgment in previous nights.
All week.
Yes.
You're
all
not
week.
Much of a pot smoker, are
no,
you?
No, not. No.
Occasionally, a dabble or two.
I think that makes it five. I think this one makes it five times.
Okay.
So no, five. I'm not. But I take the peace pen.
Yeah.
And shortly afterward, I drop to the ground. Just
in spectacular fashion.
Onto the ground.
He dropped.
I did.
He just dropped.
Like, this was, if you remember when John Tate was knocked out by Mike Weaver in the 15th round.
I remember it was.
This was a...
It was... Yeah, no,
cartoon. So it's out there now. Do you feel okay?
I still hate myself for it. I still hate myself for it. I really do.
I feel fortunate that horrible. I was the one who got to... I was the only one who saw the whole tumble, and I because Connor and I were one-on-one.
You and I began talking.
Yeah, we had a nice conversation. Yeah.
And I remember... Almost all of that. We talked about my job as a paper mill worker.
Correct.
And we were talking about your job, your first couple of jobs, I think after high school, right? During high school? After high school, yeah. And there I went.
I thought it might have been my story that was boring you to death. Because we got to the Homewood Flossmore Mighty Mighty Teal team of 0-0.
That's right.
We were covering my amateur hockey career.
Kind of hold on to something.
I thought he was doing a bit.
You may want to sit.
I thought I'm boring him, so he kind of just fell to his side.
No.
You at least fell to your knees. And
one knee, particularly my right knee.
Yes,
I can prove
you protected your fall. You got your hands underneath your chest.
Elbow mostly still hurts.
Yeah, so you didn't smack down face on the concrete, but... I thought you were doing a bit like this.
God, I wish.
So boring.
I wish I had.
I'm going to collapse.
I wish it was.
And then he didn't move.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
That's not a bit.
I thought I came to rather quickly. No, yeah, but not the case.
Not quick enough.
It was fair enough for all the bosses and me.
My heart's going to bay because at this point I'm holding the card for the next magic trick, and I know that I've given you the pen, and then we've said our goodbyes, and then I see you go down. I'm like, I just killed Connor. I thought I had killed Connor.
Things were kind of
Everybody looks at me like Neil's near him, that's the culprit.
I had kind of an out-of-body experience because things were moving in a sort of slow motion at that point. And
Not the pen's fault.
And it not blaming it.
No, it was another.
And it happens, and my first thought was, oh, that's Connor. That's not good. And then it took me a while to get to my usual sense of worry of, like, is he dead? Is he having a heart attack? Do I need to turn him over? It's like, see, like, then it starts creeping in, like, oh, this could be really bad. Like, maybe is he having a stroke or something? And then I realized that probably not.
Probably not.
He'd be the first ever.
I guess it happens. Well, that's the thing is, like, it happens to taller, thinner guys. Like, it's
no, honestly.
No, it does. No, seriously.
It does. I was worried.
No, it does.
I went through the whole spectrum of worry in like 3 seconds.
That's a barroom theory if I've ever heard of it.
And then I see you start getting up.
It does. That happens. And I should have had that in my head more than anything else.
Connor.
What?
I'm a tall, thin guy.
Yeah, but you've got practice.
I know tall, thin guys. You've got tall, thin women.
No, I mean, I'm saying.
Connor's quoting me scientific research journals after I'm Scottie Pippen.
That sounds like me.
He's Michael Jordan in the flu game, and I'm like carrying him off into the bedroom because he doesn't think that his feet can work.
They
one in front of the other. I'm like
something
dragging
like
him.
Yeah, I'm a tall, thin guy. We're susceptible to marijuana overdose.
No, it's mixing marijuana and alcohol.
Yeah, it's
when
that.
You're tall and thin. I'd love
it's
to
like
see the
side
research.
Effect of gay that hash had on me.
What? What?
Hell, that happens.
Wait, what?
No, I'm sticking with you.
Yeah, yeah. Max already told that story.
Okay.
That story's already been told.
But yeah, so I can't believe you're sticking by that. Can you quote me one piece of medical research? Does it tall, thin people pass out?
Yes, I'll find it for you.
Do not take marijuana if you are tall and thin. If you are pregnant and nursing,
I'll find it.
You can't OD on it.
No, I'm not saying you can OD on it. No, of course you can't.
Oh, God. But so then we get Connor into the bed. Bedroom, and the power move was that, like, the magician tried to power through. Like, he just wanted to keep going with his trick. I'm like, I gotta pause. The card's the nine of hearts, man. I'll be back. Like, I gotta see if I killed Connor. The bosses were remarkably cool with it. Get you into the other room. Go and check on you periodically. Shep comes in with me the second time to check on you. And, you know, Shep had a few cocktails. And I had never really seen Shep have a laughing fit like he had a couple of times when he was there.
When he couldn't breathe because of the picture of Rick Camp, when he starts showing that picture.
In front of the smokehouse trying to earn a gift certificate.
It's me, Shep, and Connor in the bedroom. Connor's in bed, like sitting up at a 90-degree angle, like refusing to like lay down or chill or whatever.
Yeah, laying down to nothing.
And
I get the spins.
And Shep's everything. Like, are you gonna be okay? Are you gonna rejoin? And Connor just goes, I'm high as balls, man. And Shep fell to the ground in the fetal position.
Yeah.
Like, he was cackling. You would have thought the Rick Camp picture was like Schindler's List.
It was because of how Connor's sitting. Like, he looks like he's all proper and golden and everything else, and he's so happy and go lucky, and it's just, I'm higher than balls.
It was so funny.
The giraffe said the high balls are up.
Yeah.
And then for 4 hours, he's just sitting awake in the other room, refusing to come join us and get any food.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a bad idea. I wasn't ready. I wish I'd listened.
It was after dinner, though. He had dinner, right?
He did not have dinner.
No. It was before dinner?
Before dinner. Really, it was 7:30.
It was as the dinner bell was about to clang, really.
Harkins says to me, have you ever seen that happen anywhere? And I said, have I ever seen someone pass out from drugs? Yes. He said, no, weed. And I said, no, I haven't.
No, of course I'm that guy.
Not from a pen.
You know, it makes me,
I've seen people with edibles go into the fetal position and sit in their cars for 3 hours.
Oh, because of the dosage or something?
Yeah, I've seen people, like, lose control
but
and
not
giggle
just
fits
go out.
Or not be able, you know.
Just went out.
I've never seen it before.
Down goes McKnight.
Lights out.
He said,
Mac, this is not for the air. That's the first words he spoke from the prone position.
Well, I believe I apologize for having to say that to you in the first place and then said those words and then recanted on it because I'm an idiot. I mean, that's what we come down to.
Bottom line, though, it did make the trip. And
it was incredible. The legend of the pen.
Yeah, whatever.
There's a lot of people, all the texters like, where do we get this pen?
It's not about the pen.
It's whatever is curated to or whatever sommelier that you have selecting what's in the pen.
Listen, man, a magician doesn't reveal his secrets like that dude with the nine of hearts. But I'm just saying, I had never seen that big tree fall hard.
Yeah. That thing was a something, though. Yeah. I mean, because I've never had any luck with that sort of device. It just, but I took a gigantic slug off of it a couple of nights prior to when you got KO'd, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
But you don't know because
spreads its wings in your chest like a butterfly.
Yes, did that, but because it's not hot, and see, those of us who grew up and went to college when it was actual smoke and a big thing of hot particles, it's different, and it's just different. Let's say that.
Sure, it's different.
Technology,
but I mean,
and you millennials with your advanced metrics.
Yeah, it's the saber material. It's the Bill James.
Yeah,
it's the Joe Sheehan of pens. Right. Yeah, but I was there. I monitored. I babysat. I made sure it wasn't a big hit, but it didn't matter. Big tree fell hard.
Yeah, yeah. That was really disappointing.
So that's that. And that's all it was.
Yeah,
nothing more than that.
Turn the text and
not
Twitter off for the next couple of days.
No, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, everybody understands because you're tall and lanky.
That's what I'm saying. You're tall and thin, dehydrated and mixed and just all full of bad decisions. That's what that was.
I can't wait to read these medical journals about big, tall people. And
I'll show them to you.
I can't wait.
If you are an ectomorph, stay away.
I didn't realize until after, like, yeah, I should have been more concerned about him in the moment. Like, I should have had, and then like, oh, wait.
No, you were.
I was, but it was what felt like. It's probably because time gets all distorted. But
you had the laugh reflex.
Well, sure, you had to laugh first. Obviously, you laughed.
Well, as soon as I saw you didn't hit his head, I was dying. Yeah. I was laughing, and then the bosses weren't totally freaked out. They were like, "Oh, party on! Everything's fine. Party on! Party on!"
Yeah, you know what? There's such a cool dad vibe.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
Right?
It was great. As soon as I saw that no one was freaking out other than Connor, I just had a great time. It still makes me laugh.
So you were listening when I was interviewing the cooks?
Oh, yeah. Heard that whole thing. Heard stories
heard
from everybody at the table. I heard all the speeches.
Beautiful.
Heard everything.
Why didn't you let us bring you an apple pie and some Chateaubriand?
Because you would have been seeing it again really quickly after having eaten it. Nobody wanted that.
Well, when you come over and see the condo like we were talking about.
We can make it number six.
We can go round two.
You can make it number six.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you're already sitting down, there's nowhere to fall.
Reserve a seat for you.
Stay hydrated, have some food, and maybe not a 4 or 5 glass of wine day.
Or both.
Or maybe food, let's just do it all over
pretty,
again.
The food mitigates everything if you lay down a base in there. It helps.
Yep. Would have been a good idea.
So we are 1 year and 6 days into this show. So Tanny has put together an anniversary-ish
perfect.
Happy anniversary today. That's right.
Happy anniversary. So there will be best and worst ofs and things for us to laugh at ourselves with. Some of our favorite people, Dave Wonstedt and Tom Thayer, will be on the show. Can't do it. And something that Mac and I have wanted to do since we launched the show.
Yep.
The creator and writer of Rounders and Billions, Brian Koppelman, will be on the show at 3 o'clock today.
That's awesome.
Does he know what he's getting into?
I don't know.
I think so.
I hope so.
Okay.
He knows how big a fans people are of Rounders, so we can't be the first fanboys that he's encountered.
Okay.
So... yeah.
He's a Rush fan, too. He's been to many Rush shows, so he understands what guys being with other guys is all about.
From Kiss to Rush.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I was going to say, which is...
graduation.
Which band has fewer women in attendance at a concert?
Oh, boy. I'd go Rush.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are celebrating an ish anniversary today. I am celebrating on March 20th, 20 years of marriage.
Mazel tov.
Congratulations.
Today.
That's great.
I'll be celebrating staying upright.
So she was posting pictures from the wedding day when I had my fat Tony Stewart face going. The dark hair I remember, though. I remember having that at one point.
Yeah, I remember you with dark hair.
I remember having dark hair.
Yeah, this is a very distinguished look for you. You're in a good... No, honestly, it is. So you look a little bit older than you really are. It's okay.
Significantly
it's distinguished.
So. Yes, right. And I was... Somebody, they carded me at the Jewel the other day, and I was, seriously? Like, no. Come on, what's wrong with you? Stop it. You're fired. Get out of here. All right, boys, congratulations and enjoy.
See ya.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.